An Oregon program to eradicate beetles. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Over the years, we've done so many stories on the devastating effects of bark beetles on our national forests. It might be fruitful to look at a 20-year partnership between the Oregon Department of Agriculture and a railroad tie plant in the Dalles. Traps for wood-boring insects were first placed in 1997 in the vicinity of a railroad tie creosoting plant, and over the years, there have been spikes in the detection of some of these bad bugs, notably the granular ambrosia beetle. Oregon Department of Agriculture entomologist Josh Vlatch.
If we hadn't detected it, and if the tie plant hadn't helped us with the ambrosia beetles, I don't know that we could have done it on our own. The beetle would have escaped. We know it could have established, and it would have spread into the cherry orchards, maybe causing issues there, and eventually spread throughout Oregon.
The treatment plant, now operated by Ameritize, has been a high-risk location for the introduction of wood-boring beetles since it imports raw ties from other regions of the U.S. infested by some of these insects. That makes the threat ongoing, according to ODA entomologist Tom Valente.
These exotic wood-boring beetles, we have several new species in the country since 1997.
Vlatch says ODA has become expert when it comes to identifying wood-boring insects and helps train other state and federal counterparts.
Puny little Oregon and our puny little lab has ended up being recognized force in bark beetle and wood borer identification.
Baby steps. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.